Proclamation number 7931 of 30th of June, 1961. Willingness to work in the vineyard. You should declare your full willingness to me, then you will also be suitable to work for me and my kingdom, for then you will also fulfill the orders of your Lord into whose service you voluntarily place yourselves. But I have very different work which is to be done, and thus I will always assign the work to my servants for which they are suitable, which they are capable of doing. And now none of my servants shall arbitrarily push himself into another job, because I alone know what work he can do for the benefit of his fellow human beings. But all my servants will feel urged to represent me and my kingdom, to bring my gospel to their fellow human beings, that is, to convey my divine teaching of love to them, because all my servants in my vineyard know that love is the first thing, that no human being can become blessed without love. Therefore, the work of every person who creates love and lifts out love himself will also be blessed, for he can also bestow many blessings on his fellow human beings who now try to emulate him, who make my commandments of love the guiding principle of their way of life and thus are to be valued as good fruits which have come forth from the seed which those vineyard laborers have sown in my name. And all my servants are capable of this work, and I will also supply them again and again with good seed. I myself will proclaim my gospel of love to them again and again. They will hear my word in their hearts and cannot help but make my will known to their fellow human beings. Inspire them to constant activity in love, and thus perform successful work as servants in their Lord's vineyard. But I have other work for which I need servants who are capable of doing it. Love will always be the most urgent commandment, and thus these laborers will also have to preach love first and therefore live in love themselves in order to be able to be true, spiritually awakened proclaimers of my teaching of love. But they also have the task of instructing their fellow human beings. They have the task of imparting knowledge to them which shall serve humanity to find its way out of the darkness of spirit into the light of day. A knowledge which corresponds to truth and which therefore can only be received from me myself. And not many servants are qualified for this task, because special prerequisites have to be met for me to be able to reveal myself to them through the inner word in such a way that I myself speak to them through the Spirit. Thus teach them comprehensibly and make deepest knowledge accessible to them. The end time in which you humans find yourselves necessitates such a supply of truth, of correct knowledge, to earth, because I still want to help you humans to take the path of ascent and not head for the abyss which mercilessly opens to receive you if you don't let yourselves be guided by me. Those servants have a special mission to fulfill, to convey the truth to their fellow human beings. And you'll understand that such a mission requires great willingness to carry out my will, a willingness to renounce everything worldly, to enter into intimate contact with me, to always be there for me, to put spiritual striving first and thus to accept my dress at all times, which free will has to make possible again and again because no coercion is ever exerted from my side. Hence it is an act of free will which has to be renewed again and again and therefore requires full devotion to me, which necessitates such a mission. But then the connection from me to you humans has become possible, which secures the supply of pure truth for you. You can now be instructed by me myself and receive knowledge which must now help you all to attain perfection if you accept and evaluate it. If you believe in me and learn to recognize and love me, whatever only the truth from me will achieve. and for the sake of the great blessing which can arise for people from such knowledge, I will also always bless my servant who thus serves me, that he only ever listens to what I say to him in order to pass it on to his fellow human beings whom I cannot address directly. I will give him the strength to be active for me as long as I need him for this ministry. For it is the time of the end, and everything shall still be done to save the souls from the abyss, to show them the path which leads to me and which can only ever be the path of truth, which shines as light leading to the aim. Amen.